Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is free watch. You got to pay the postage.
Okay, so they have your credit card number now.
That's right. They do.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Chandra. How may I help you?
I got a couple of charges here from your company that I don't agree with, and I don't understand why they're there. Can you explain them to me, please?
Can I have your zip code, please?
The zip code is 55330.
And your first and last name?
First name is James. Last name is Goldsberry.
And can you verify that address for me?
Yes, 19073 Edison Street Northwest, Elk River, Minnesota, 55330.
Yes, sir. And one moment while your account loads. Okay, yes, sir. So on April 7th, you did a survey. At the end of that survey, you got a free gift of a smartwatch where you pay shipping and handling of $574. And the terms and conditions, they inform you that that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. So
No. I didn't say anything about that when I signed up for that. I've been charged twice now since then, and I don't have any idea what it's all about because I never authorized it.
Yes, sir. I was trying to inform you before you interrupted me.
Oh, excuse me. Tell me what it was for then.
Yes, sir. So in the terms and conditions, it informed you that that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our online web store.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten anything like that, and I don't want anything like that. Can you correct this and put my money back in my account, please?
Okay, I will be able to cancel the subscription for you so that you won't be getting billed any further. And the only charge that I'm able to assist you with on today is the recent charge, which is for today, May 15th, and I will be able to provide a 35% refund.
Pardon me? You have sent me nothing. You're going to send me 100% of my money back.
Yes,
sir. I did not authorize this. I did not authorize this. You know I didn't.
I don't know anything, sir. I'm just a customer service. So I pull up an account for you, and that's what's on there. In order for you to place an order, you have to check a box that stated that you have read terms and conditions. And I understand that you probably didn't read the terms and conditions. But I canceled the subscription for you.
It was about 18 pages long. And excuse me, let me say this, but it was probably about 18 pages long, and it said I was going to get a watch for free, and it's a piece of crap. It doesn't even work. You understand that?
Okay, sir. They provided a number for you that if you have had any problems with the watch in the terms and conditions that you were able to call for them to assist you with that.
And this number is the one or what?
I'm not sure. It is stated in the terms and conditions. If you do have our phone number, then most likely you probably got it off your charge that was located on your bank statement.
Yes, I did. Actually, my credit card company said that it was a fraudulent business, that I should look into it. That's what I'm doing right now.
Yes, sir. It isn't fraud if you received the watch, sir. You just didn't read the terms and conditions.
It's a fraudulent watch because it doesn't work. It's a piece of crap. And you know, I think you probably know that by now. You probably had many of these calls.
No, sir. It's actually people who read the terms and conditions and they're calling to cancel the subscription. But their watch worked just fine. Is it not working due to the fact of it's not charging?
Yeah, it won't charge.
Okay, yes, sir. So the charger is located inside of the bands that you have to remove. What you will have to provide. Mm-hmm.
I did that. It doesn't work. I tried plugging in a bunch of different things, and it does not work. It does not charge up.
And we paid postage.
Yeah, we paid the postage, and that's what the deal was.
Okay, yes, sir. So would you like for me to reship it to you, or?
No, I don't want you to reship it to me. I want you to reship my money back to me.
Okay, yes,
charged me $67.72 today. Or no, today, not today. Today was 59 something. Today, and on April 12th, you charged me $67.32.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't heard from you. That's fine. I'm glad I haven't heard from you because you haven't done your part of the bargain either. So please refund that money also.
Okay, I informed you, sir, that I was only going to be able to take care of the recent charge which took place on today. I informed
you. You can take care of both of it.
No, sir, I can't. I'm only able to take care of the recent charge, which I will be able to.
Why is that?
I'm a customer service representative, sir. I'm only able to take care of the recent charge. And the most that I will be able to provide for you is a 50% refund.
I think you got to go higher than that. You got to respond. You got to send me 100% of both of my refunds. You got nothing. You did nothing for this money, and you know it.
Okay, sir. I informed you. I'm a customer service representative.
So
when you call in about a charge, I have to only handle the recent charge that has taken place. That is the only thing that I'm able to do.
I'm calling in about both the charges.
Yes, sir. I understand. If you call in about a charge, if the charge would have took place on the same date, then I would have been able to help you. But those charges took place on different dates, and I'm only able to handle the recent charge, which was for today. And that is the only charge that I'm able to handle.
Please send me the full amount, and then I'll let it go.
Yes, sir. I understand. But the most that I'm able to do is a 50% refund.
I don't think so. I think you can go higher than that.
Yes, sir. That is the protocol, and that is the most that I'm able to.
Well, that's fraudulent. You know, you're stealing from people.
Yes, sir. I'm not doing anything. I'm just customer service.
You're representing this company, so you're stealing from people just like they are.
I assist with different companies.
Whatever.
I'm just customer service. Whatever you buy, I don't have anything to do with that. I just pull up an account and inform you on your charges or whatever you would like for me to do on your account.
Well, I would like you to send my money back to me right away. Both charges.
Yes, sir.
You can do that.
No, sir, I can't. I informed you about I'm only able to take care of the recent charge.
Yeah. Give me the number of somebody who can take care of me.
I don't have that number, sir.
You were telling me, but you've got a number there. Just give it to me.
No, sir, I don't have the number. The only number I have is your number that you called with on today.
Today. Is there somebody there tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
What days do you work? I called before and no answered.
Yes, sir. I work only 3 days out of the week.
I'm sorry. You cancel my account.
Yes, sir. I cancel the subscription for you so that you won't be getting billed any further. I can also provide a cancellation number for you as well.
Do that, please.
That's C as in Charlie, 260. C as in
Say
Charlie.
C, okay, 260.
194-402.
Okay. And the name of your company is Premier what?
It's Platinum Ultra Smartwatch Products.
Platinum. Oh, it's got a different name in my account.
Yes, sir. It generates different, but that is the name of our company.
Platinum?
Ultra.
Ultra.
Smartwatch Products.
Okay, let me ask you a question now. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have sent me $200 gift certificates for your company.
Yes, sir.
What do you sell?
Gadget.
Hello?
You know, electronics. It is located on the website.
Send me what you've got.
I'm sorry.
I'll take care of the rest. I'll call somebody else if you can't help me. All right?
Yes, sir. So you're agreeing with the 50% refund?
No, I'm not agreeing with it. You're agreeing with it. You're the only one that agrees with 50%, not me.
Sir, I asked a question. I was asking if you agreed with it. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm asking a question, which is that's
okay,
the most that I am able to do.
I do not agree with that.
Yes, sir. I understand that is the most that I'm able to do.
Well, do what you can do.
Okay, so I will be refunding that amount of $28.48. If it isn't in your account once a day, it will be 3 to 5 business days. And you also will get a refund confirmation sent to your email. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
Obviously not.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I wonder if you can set up